I think it's massive confidence boost. So always good to get first win under his belt. So important match though against Kingfisher. I think looking at their team, going to be quite close to the bottom. So needs to get off the mark early. And yeah, very good performance by all the lads today.
A gradual improvement over the course of the weekend, obviously the defeat, then the draw and then the victory. So I guess from that sense as well, just a bit of confidence running through the team at the minute.
Yeah, like you said, we started off with a hard match against Sycamore. It was always going to be a difficult game, but I think that has give us a shock to our system, and we've improved since then. Like you said, the draw, victory this morning. Hopefully we can get something out of this afternoon's match as well.
For you personally, I saw you play Maria and it was an epic game in many respects. 10-7 down, 3 match points, yet you managed to pull it off. Just how pleased you were with that?
Yeah, very pleased for that. It was a close match. I think Maria probably deserved to win it really in the end, because she was 10-8 up and I got a lucky edge that really she was the only one that saw and she gave it to me. So it was very sporting of her, and then yeah, a couple of big points at the end to win it. So a bit of confidence now. It's 3 wins, so not too bad at the moment.
I think she managed to whack ahead on the barrier pole as well. Were you worried if the game were going to get called off at that point? Because she stayed down for a little bit, didn't she?
She did, but I think that's the kind of player she is, isn't she? She's always got body on the line, away from the court. She never seems to miss, and yeah, she's always seems to be in the right place at the right time. So I was lucky that she hit ahead, really. I think that gave me the advantage at the end.
For you personally, obviously, a chance to play at this level, it's obviously a very, very high level, but you've managed to rack up quite a few wins, so you just pleased with the weekend, I'm guessing.
Yeah, very pleased with it. It's my first tournament of the season, so it's gone well so far. Hopefully I can maybe nick one this afternoon and help the team get at least a point against Fusion. That'd be a good way to finish the weekend.
And overall, I mean, what's the goal for the team this year? You've got a lot of good players in there, but it's a big step up from winning the playoffs to then coming into the Premier and playing players like Tom Jarvis, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a massive step up for us guys. I mean, I think you've interviewed a few of the lads before, and we've got quite a similar team apart from Craig Bryant, really. So I think the aim is just to consolidate, try and stay in the division, really. If we can finish third from bottom, I think that's achievement with some of the players that are playing for the other teams. So, yeah.
And I can ask you, obviously, we get plenty of publicity, but having someone like Ronnie O'Sullivan coming to watch, it's been quite amazing, really. Has that made a difference in the whole? Do you think people are sort of changing the mentality a little bit, knowing that someone such a sporting great like him's watching on?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a massive buzz in the sports hall, isn't there, at the moment. But I think the players are rising to it. There's some amazing rallies going on, points, big atmosphere in there now as well. And I think that's, since Ronnie's arrived, it's just gone up that extra notch. I think you're trying to, obviously, not show off, but put on a spectacle for him as well and his kids that he's brought